I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and the social worker's best answer to them. Today, I have a question from Lisa, age 12. She asks, my girlfriend and I went on a website called Omegle, and we talked to a stranger. Should I tell my mom and dad? Lisa, I think I hear that you don't want to be a snitch or get into trouble, and I get that. But I also hear that you might want to talk about your worries, and you should do that. I would encourage you to find an adult to talk to any time you are worried that a website might be bad, or if you are worried about a friend. In short, I do think you should talk to your parents, Lisa. I do have a question for you, though. Why are you worried to tell your parents? Are you worried they will get mad? Are you worried they will start calling other parents and make a huge drama? A lot of children tell me their parents just don't understand their online life, and they make dramas when there really shouldn't be one. So you might have a valid worry. If you feel you can't tell your parents, maybe talk to the school counselor. The counselor could do an information session or an email listing dangerous websites to all parents. And Lisa, Omegle would be on my list of worrying websites that need to be shut down. It is full of bad people who want to prey on curious teens. I do hope you can talk to your parents, Lisa, and maybe you can play this episode for them, because I would like to end by addressing all parents and grandparents who are out there listening today. When we were teens, we were curious about things, and we ventured out and took risks that were dangerous. Our kids are doing this as well, but in a space that is foreign to us, that we didn't experience when we were teens, and that we are not experiencing in the same way today. Our children need to trust us and talk to us about their worries. Communication is the cornerstone of getting your teens through the messiness of teenage years and their online space. So please encourage them to come to you. Remember, they are confiding in you, so make sure that you don't break that trust. If you are very worried about one of their friends, make the plan to help with your child, not behind their backs. If you do this well, they will be coming to you for life, and this is what you want. Thank you for writing us, Lisa, and good luck. If you'd like to find out what other kids and teens are asking and hear my answers, visit worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. I'm Allison Ox.